The ocean had no name, nor did the gnarled land rising from it. There was no one to name them. In time there would be, after the scarred primordial world had completed another 4 billion orbits of its sun, but for now it was utterly barren. The planet could not even truly be said to be dead. It had never seen life. Yet, had people from that far future somehow been able to stand on the nameless obsidian sands, they would have seen a world very different from the one they knew, countless volcanoes spewing smoke and ash into the sky. This was a landscape in flux, growing literally by the day as the planet's molten core forced itself outward through the cracks in its crust. The hypothetical observers would have found their glimpses of the heavens through the black clouds just as unfamiliar as the world beneath them. Above was an almost constant fireworks display of bright lines searing across the sky. Meteors, lumps of rock and rubble too small to survive the transition from the vacuum of space, atmospheric friction incinerating the building blocks of the still youthful solar system miles above the ground. But the larger an incoming meteor, the greater its chances of surviving the fall. Among the fleeting streaks of fire was something brighter, not a line, but a shimmering point of light, seemingly unmoving. In fact, it was traveling at over 10 miles per second. Its stillness was an optical illusion. It was heading straight for the black beach like a bullet fired from the stars. The light flared. The rock was surrounded by a searing shockwave of plasma as it plowed deeper into the atmosphere, its outer layers fragmenting and shedding in its wake. But it was large enough to guarantee that no matter how much mass was burned away, it would hit the ground. An impact and explosion powerful enough to obliterate everything within a radius of tens of miles should have been inevitable. Until something extraordinary happened. The meteor flared again. Only this time the flash was an electric blue, not a fiery red. More flashes followed, but not from the plunging rock. They came from the sky around it, great bolts of lightning lancing to the ground. The observers, had they existed, would have noticed a distinct pattern to these bolts, as if they were being channeled along the lines of some natural force. And the rock began to slow. This was more than the braking effect of the atmosphere. The meteor was losing speed in almost direct proportion to the growing intensity of the lightning flashes. It was as though the world below were trying to cushion its fall, or push it away. But it was too late for that. Even as the electrical blizzard raged around it, the meteor continued its descent, slowing, still slowing, but not enough. It hit the beach at several times the speed of sound, unleashing the same energy as a small nuclear bomb. A blinding flash lit the volcanic landscape, an expanding wall of fire racing out from the point of impact. Tens of thousands of tons of pulverized bedrock were blasted skyward. But even though it was now only a small fraction of the size it had been minutes earlier, the new arrival from the infinite depths of space, glowing red-hot at the bottom of the newly created crater, was still over 100 feet across. Then the ocean found it. Water gushed over the crater's lip, the sea greedily surging in to claim the new space. The churning wave front crashed against the meteorite, and another explosion shook the beach, outer layers of burning rock shattering in a swelling cloud of steam as they were suddenly cooled. Gradually, stillness returned. The lightning died down, dark clouds rolling in to repair the tear in their blanket. Before long, the only movement was the eternal slosh of the waves. What remained of the meteorite at the bottom of the new lagoon was now even smaller, only the heart of the traveler remaining intact. But for the first time in unknown ages, that core of strange purple stone was exposed to something other than compressed rock or the harsh emptiness of space. Water, working its way into every exposed crack to find whatever was within. It took time, 6 whole days, before anything happened. Even then, the time-traveling observers would have needed a microscope to see it and still been profoundly unimpressed. A tiny bubble, the product of chemical processes at work within the ragged rock, broke free and rose to the water's surface, to be instantly lost among the foaming waves. It was not the most inspiring beginning, but it was a beginning. Life had arrived on planet Earth.